Hey, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about agriculture in this great state and the folks who drive the bus, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I expect that if I were to say to this listening audience, raise your hands if you have a passport, 90% of you would do just that. I base this on my three children and grandchildren who all have passports and have, in fact, used them. One of the hands which would not have gone up belongs to this old stockyards guy. That's right, never had one. Maybe never will. I say that not with any degree of pride, but rather as a lead into today's topic, which is the changing world in which we live. Certainly, we've all attended gatherings such as the annual meeting of the South Dakota Corn Growers and listened to very knowledgeable and well-traveled speakers talk about the growing demand for food in places like China and India. They back up their claims and comments with well-researched numbers. It was during a recent conversation with Barry Dunn, the Dean of Ag at South Dakota State, that the presence of a growing global connection really came to the surface. As Barry Dunn put it, who would have thought just 5 years ago that in South Dakota there would be a beef processing plant in Aberdeen, financed by Korea, a new cheese plant in Brookings from France, and the recently announced purchase of Smithfield Foods, which for us means John Morrell, by the nation of China. Keep in mind, this is occurring in our little state. One can only wonder what's happening across the country. Although I have no passport, nor have I experienced the international experience, this old cattle guy understands that the world is changing rapidly, and because of the vision and efforts of organizations such as South Dakota Corn, agriculture in our state is right in the thick of it all. On another topic, one which may be the result of my age and state of mind, last week I totally forgot to include a Father's Day salute in this radio effort. Well, better late than never. From the leadership and staff of South Dakota Corn, we hope yours was the best Father's Day ever, and I'm betting that it was. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your summer labors, and thanks for what you do.